Hi, I'm also Robbie Couch, and I have an interesting name. My first name, Robbie, isn't super interesting. I mean, I guess I like my name. I like Robbie. My legal name is Robert, and it's kind of cool because I love my dad dearly. He's also a robber, and his dad was a robber. So there's that lineage or that family association with the name Robert that I like, and it makes me feel kind of special to know that I'm, you know, part of the Robert crew of my family. But my last name is definitely a weird name, Couch. And it's so funny because people don't believe that it could be a last name. Like, even though it's spelled like a couch, it's C-O-U-C-H. But I will get people who will like say crouch or like cooch or like pronounce it in all different ways that I'm like, wait, what? Are you reading the same name? Are you reading the same letters on the page? So that's really interesting. And I'm from Michigan, but apparently couch is more, and if any Southerners are listening to this, reach out to me on social if I'm getting this wrong. But apparently couch is more common in the South. Like, my couch ties are in Arkansas and Texas. But up in Michigan, I was like, you know, the only couch around. So it was an especially weird last name to have. And even though it was weird when I was a kid, I think now I kind of have embraced it and I like it. And it's just like so many things. The things that kind of make us weird and strange as kids are the things that we might like most about ourselves when we get older. And I think my last name is one of those examples.